soap you'll really like.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start.
We start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio. From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACB Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The polls are open in a dozen states this midterm election day. Democrats would need to flip two seats to take control of the Senate, 23 in the House of Representatives. California Democrat Jackie Speier tells MSNBC,
I would say that if the under 30s and the suburban women come out, we are definitely going to retake
what
the
a
House.
Bunch of crap.
House Speaker Paul Ryan tells Fox if that happens,
they'll try to impeach the president. They want to abolish ICE, and that's the agency that guards our border, that stops drugs from coming into our country.
There are governor's races in 36 states. Facebook says it's blocked 115 accounts on Facebook and Instagram, suspected of what it calls coordinated, inauthentic behavior aimed at spreading disinformation. The company says it was tipped off by the FBI, believing those accounts are linked to foreign entities. Analysis is being done to determine who those foreign entities are. This is Fox News.
Hillary supporters, protesters.
No, it's the voting dead. The fake voters who are no longer alive.
Dead voters. Rudy Giuliani, what do we do?
Dead people generally vote for Democrats.
Quick, call the Second Amendment people.
Donald Trump fights an army of undead voters.
Look at their rotting flesh and melting skin. They even look like Hillary. You know, I could shoot 100 of these things on Fifth Avenue and I wouldn't lose any supporters.
Donald Trump fights the voting dead.
They're rigging the election. Grab them by the brainstem.
Funny noises. You hear them everywhere, even on your favorite morning show. Wake up with Greg Budell.
Affleck.
Jay Scott.
Tappity tap.
Emily Hayes.
Why?
Bailey, the Wonder Dog.
Kitty, 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 kitty.
And Rich Thomas.
I'm just not into it.
Well.
Mr. Poopy Pants.
Get ready. Here comes three men.
Toasty.
And a lady.
Well, we're halfway there. Two men, no lady, and one guy at the toaster downstairs, if I'm not mistaken. That would be Jay Scott. Emily Hayes.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Oh, she's taken, man. She's got a fiance. We've got weather headed our way right now. First up, Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
First off, this morning, the tornado watch that was in effect at counties just to the northwest of us has now ended as of 6 o'clock this morning. Actually, they canceled it about 5:30. But now the line of storms that needs to be watched is from about Talladega to coming up on Clinton, just northwest of Selma. We'll be moving in through the river region here during the next couple of hours. And, you know, we'll have to watch it to make sure there's no rotation embedded in any of these particular cells. And that's why we're still under a marginal severe weather risk today. During the night, there were tornadoes on the ground in Mississippi and Tennessee. And we won't know till, after sunrise, which just happened, how big the damage would be in some of those areas. But for us, risk of showers and storms continues till about lunchtime, let's say. Then the front moves southeast. An improvement by this afternoon with partly sunny skies, high 77. Tonight, partly cloudy. Chance of a shower late tonight after midnight, low 59. Tomorrow, scattered showers and storms again, high around 76. More scattered showers and storms again on Thursday with a high around 72. And scattered thunderstorms as a front moves through on Friday. That's the first of two fronts. 68 the high Friday, much cooler over the weekend. 62 Saturday, 59 for a high Sunday. Overnight lows in the low 40s, but hold the phone. That's nothing. If you watch my video this morning, if you like the idea of winter, check out the middle of next week around, let's say, late Tuesday into Wednesday into Thursday. Wow, it looks like the Arctic Express is open for business.
Hmm. Thanksgiving will feel like Thanksgiving?
It'll get your attention, I'll tell you that. Not sure if it'll still be around by Thanksgiving, but anyway, this morning we have cloudy skies as we wait for the front. It's very humid. Dew point 71, south winds at 6 miles per hour, temperature 72 now at 611.
How low will it go?
Well, if you look at raw numbers, the raw model numbers, and I don't like to do that, but it's got highs in the 40s and lows in the 20s.
Ooh! That's by silly.
What, are you at a concert?
Yeah. Emily's holding up a cigarette lighter. More encore, please.
Okay. Oh, look, someone sat here last night and left all their things.
Yeah, you can listen to this show in one glorious channel this morning.
Oh, still?
Yeah.
Oh, poopy chickens.
Yep.
When we join our friends on Alabama Rising in about 28 shopping minutes, we're going to be talking about basic life skills and those that adults still struggle with but are embarrassed to admit.
Like?
Swallowing pills is one.
Really?
Dancing is another
one. Well, yeah, No, there's eight songs that I can dance to without the benefit of any natural rhythm whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And someday, I usually mention it if it comes up in the timeline or it's an artist's birthday or something. Sam and Dave, Soul Man is one. Coupled by the Temptations.
Right.
And Get Ready by Rare Earth.
I move and gyrate, but that's all I do. I'm a white guy that looks like a white guy dancing.
I'm good at, you know, but once my, like, everything from the waist up is fine, but once my legs get involved, I'm like the Charlie Brown kid.
How about the dancing J-Bear?
Oh, man, dancing machine.
Dance.
Yeah, a name I earned. Because I don't know why.
Because I made it up.
Because you completely made it up. There is no dancing.
I do so many other things.
And there is no bear involved.
Trying to remember people's names the second after they just introduced themselves. I'm really bad about that.
I had a buddy that did one of those.
You're Emily, right?
Yeah. I'm sorry. It's only been almost 2 years, but that's fine.
Emily and John. He's over here.
It's a John.
It's Joey.
He gets that
enough.
That's
what he gets all the time. Hey, Joey.
And then Joey gets Jay.
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
It's the way it works.
Well, you know.
I had a buddy who did one of these memory technique things once.
Mm-hmm.
And we were on a cruise ship, and it was a radio station thing, so we had this big gathering. He went around the room. There must have been 100 people. Asked everybody their name. And then went back and told everybody their name.
That's quite an art.
Circling back. I thought that was
amazing.
This is Jay.
Yeah.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is James. Good morning.
Hello, James. What's up?
Hey, another piece of worthless trivia.
I'm sorry. What is your name again?
Never mind.
Okay.
Did you know that Rare Earth was the first white group signed by Motown?
You're right. And who's the other one? Who's the only other white artist signed by?
No. I have no idea.
Ardeen Taylor, Indiana wants me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's James Taylor's brother that died, correct?
No.
No.
James Taylor's brother is a guy that I was in rehab with. That's Alec Taylor. And he did die. He died because he drank alcohol while he had a drug called Antabuse in his system. Actually, Antabuse isn't a drug. It's a placebo that if you drink while it's in your body, it can kill you. You can suffer reactions that will kill you. That's one.
Obviously, it did.
And obviously, it did. Yeah, because it makes you, your face turn red, your heart starts pounding.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Well, I knew one of them died. Anyway, I saw Rare Earth at Coliseum in Montgomery in 1972.
Right.
Yeah, I saw him in Chicago about the same time. And it was one of the best concerts I ever went to. They had the whole place jumping. It was great.
And one of the few groups that has the lead singer playing the drums.
Right, yeah. Yeah, that too.
I'll tell you what.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks a lot, James, if that is your name.
We don't trust anybody.
We'll do Get Ready next week. How about that?
That'd be great. You know, it's possible with storms coming in and storms over the next couple of days, you could be the lucky one who gets a storm that comes with a big draft of wind that drives rain under a shingle and leaves you with a wet spot somewhere inside the house. Jones Brothers is the company you want to call to have that fixed. We've had 3 touch-ups done by them over the years, and it's very simple. They trace the origin of the area where the water comes in. Sometimes it comes through brick mortar. As your house settles, these cracks develop. Sometimes wind drives it under a shingle. Either way, they find the source, they treat it chemically so it can't happen again, and then they dispatch a painter who is an expert at touching up. You don't have to have the whole ceiling repainted. They keep the cost of the repair to an absolute minimum, and they do a perfect job, and you'll never have to worry about that particular part of your house letting water in again. Now, they can do complete roof replacement when it's necessary, and that's, you know, for most 20 to 30 years. So when you see a spot on the ceiling, don't panic. Just call 800-264-8009 and trust the integrity of the Creole family and Jones Brothers Roofing. 7 decades means they've been treating people right and honestly. You can admire their whole portfolio of accomplishment and all the services they offer at jbroof.com. At 617 News.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Alabama's gubernatorial candidates crisscrossed the state Monday ahead of today's election. Political analyst Steve Flowers says Walt Maddox is a good candidate and popular Tuscaloosa mayor, but he believes Kay Ivey has the advantage because he says Alabama is a Republican state and she is the incumbent. Montgomery County voters will also decide how to reshape the county school board. Many incumbents were already defeated in the primaries, making way for many new faces on the school board. And Autauga County Sheriff officials have identified the 9-year-old girl killed in an accidental shooting. Sheriff Joe Settinger says Alyssa Davis died Sunday at Children's Hospital in Birmingham. Davis was a student at Pine Level Elementary School. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The holidays are here, and while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Bailey Brothers Music Company are doing something about it, and you can help. Drop off non-perishable food items to Bailey Brothers Music Company and help stuff our Sprinter van full of food. Bailey Brothers Music, where you are the star. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Bailey Brothers Music Company.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is Tuesday.
Who's ready for some fun?
Who's ready for some nonstop, totally scheduled fun?
Fun for who?
Is this the show?
What is the show?
Fun.
This is the smartest show on radio.
No, I mean, what is this show?
It's fun. It's fun.
Terrific. I always enjoy a good presentation.
It's showtime.
It's electric.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
I don't know that this is necessarily high voltage. I do think it's kind of cool, though. Woman in Phoenix named Myrtis Jewel Painter just turned 106. That is the average age, by the way, in Phoenix, Arizona. It's where she decided to have her birthday party. That's kind of cool. In fact, it was thrown for her by the local Taco Bell.
What's it like to be 106? I don't walk as good. Well, I think Taco Bell is a good place to come to. I really do.
Oh.
There you go, 106 at Taco Bell. At that point, fast food, why would you care if you made it that far?
Oh, yeah.
Why would you watch what you'd eat?
Give me all the chalupas.
So congratulations to Myrtis Jewel Painter. And don't forget Mr. Electric. All their services are listed and available at MrElectric.com or call 269-8886. If you're lucky, you might get to talk to the magical Wendy at 621. So we're not going to beat you over the head with election stuff today. First of all, this is the most boring election in Alabama since I've been here.
In Alabama, it is.
It is.
Some places, though.
The drama around the country is what is the story here. Yeah. And I have spent countless hours bouncing from blog to blog, source to source, to see who's predicting what. And I think the Republicans will hold the House and the Senate. I think they'll make good gains in the Senate, actually.
I think there's going to be some loss in the, of houses.
There will be.
House seats.
There will be, but I don't think they're going to lose the chamber because the economy's too good. You know, every time there's been a big wave election, it's because the people didn't care for the agenda that was being. So who's going to vote against tax cuts and more money in their pocket? That's a hard thing to sell against. So just because it's kind of a political tradition to see it doesn't mean it's going to happen. And my ultimate reason for hoping, because I don't want to hear 2 years of impeachment and all the crap they've got planned and nothing but investigations that won't get anything done, is to watch the faces on the networks tonight if he holds the House. That will be must-see TV.
The sad faces?
Oh, my God. I mean, Rachel Maddow will look like she just had a turd sandwich. It'll be great.
And we'll see which stars are threatened to leave the country.
We'll have another list of those. Yeah, I'm moving to Shavuos because I can't take it here anymore, and then they never do. Yeah. Coming up, Gail says her Thanksgiving has already been ruined. We have 1 minute inside, a woman said. And some other electoral type fun. So we hope to stay with us. And now we're 18 minutes away from Alabama Rising. And again, we'll be talking about adult skills that some adults don't have and are embarrassed to admit. We mentioned swallowing pills.
I'm embarrassed to admit this one.
I can't tie a tie.
This one's about a tie.
That's on the list. That's number nine.
I was on TV for 34 years and had to tie a tie several times, you know, all the time. But I can tie it only one way. You know, there are a million ways to tie a tie.
Do you do the Windsor? Do you do the Windsor knot?
I guess it's the Windsor. It's one, the one my dad taught me.
Yeah, mine too.
The only one I can do.
Our dads taught us the same knot.
Yeah,
I can do it too.
And then he went behind you and showed you how to tie it.
And make sure you pull it through the thing here and don't get it turned upside down, because your tie will be inside out when you pull the long part.
Oh.
When I was a little boy, Mom got us little clip-ons. Those little clip-on ties.
Yeah, we had those too. In a way, I kind of hated giving those up because then I had to learn how to do the Windsor knot.
The real deal.
And did you have tie clips? Nobody wears those anymore.
No, because usually in my business, the mic was the tie clip. You know, you put the mic
on.
It becomes the tie clip.
I had the an Empire State Building tie clip that a neighbor brought back from New York. It was highly fashionable at the time, which was longer ago than I'd like to admit. We're going to head down to the traffic dungeon. When we come back, we'll have the timeline for November 6th with Rich and today's lesson in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. For portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning, You can trust Formal Outings.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. No problems on this Election Day Tuesday as you get up and at them. Everything's looking good on the roadways. The Boulevard, Atlanta Highway are all clear. Both interstate systems looking good. Don't see anything on the 31 so far this morning, and it looks like Taylor Road and Vaughn Road are okay as well. Registrations for spring semester 2019 at Trenum State will start November 13th. Classes start on January 9th. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Voters head to the polls for midterm elections.
Turnout is on pace to set a record for voters in a midterm election.
No on Prop 8.
No on Prop 10.
Say no on 6.
Vote no.
With something for us all.
$4 billion tax dollars.
Both parties are pulling out all the stops.
Does that make me crazy?
Gas prices
and without raising taxes.
Energy bureaucracy.
There's a lot of confusion about propositions.
Cost taxpayers billions.
Vote yes.
Vote no.
Vote yes.
Voting yes.
You do the math.
Please vote yes.
Yes.
Vote no.
Marguerite's is your personal jeweler. Marguerite's is a real professional jewelry store. We've been in this business for over 50 years. We've traveled worldwide. We've had factories worldwide. We've consulted with jewelers worldwide, and we've designed and marketed all throughout the world. Marguerite, Benji, and Lyle bring a unique ability to Marguerite's, and it's going to transcend into your jewelry. Come to Marguerite's. You're going to get the highest quality, the best design, and at the best money. Located in the Pepper Tree Shopping Center.
Hello, I'm Ben McNeil with United Food and Fuel Citgo, and we're excited to be tailgating with you. Stop by and you'll find hot pizza, cold beer, fried chicken, Coca-Cola products, Golden Flake snacks, and Monster Energy drinks. Everything you need for tailgating. Plus, be sure to ask about our rewards program. We're fueling good at United Food and Fuel, your tailgating headquarters. Home of the 99-cent special and quantity Citgo tri-clean gasoline.
United Food.
Years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
It was time for a change. I wanted something durable for the outdoor patio. The wife prefers a modern look. Concrete by Design took our outdoor living area from ordinary to extraordinary with their unique perfect pavers. I recommend Burt Loeb to anyone who wants to update their walkways, patios, or pool areas. They achieve the upscale look without breaking the bank. Visit ConcreteByDesign.org or Concrete by Design on Facebook to check out their work. And call Burt at 657-1483.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here's your updated 2018 real estate market report. According to recent reports, local sales for single-family homes has increased 15% from last year at this same time. We have switched from being in a buyer's market to a seller's market. Sellers of homes have been able to sell their homes for close to 97% of the listed price if they listed with a realtor, and the length of time on the market is much shorter. The good news for buyers and sellers is that interest rates are still low and houses are available in all price ranges to be seen. Payments for the average price home in the Montgomery area would still be lower than the average rental price in this area of $1,200 per month. For great information on getting qualified to buy a home, finding a home of your dreams, or selling a home for the best price, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me at bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225. Call now.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At 6:30 with a timeline for the 6th of November, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
Thank you, Piccolo players in the background. 310th day of the year, 55 days remain on Election Day here in the United States of America. Today is Marooned Without a Compass Day.
Oh, no.
That's crazy. I don't need a compass. I've got GPS.
What kind of an explorer would go out without a compass?
That's what a maroon.
Yeah.
All you need is GPS. It's National Nachos Day.
What? Hello, nachos.
I'll vote for that on Election Day. 158 years ago, 1860, 82% of the eligible voters turned out to elect Abraham Lincoln. 82%. What do we get now about, what do you think, presidential election?
If we're lucky, maybe 50 or less.
Wow. The eligible voters did not include women or African Americans at the time. 1861 on this date, Jefferson Davis elected Confederate president. The first Confederate capital was right here, our Capitol building on Dexter Avenue on Goat Hill, downtown Montgomery, briefly the center of the government of the Confederacy for 4 months in 1861, and Jefferson Davis was in our Capitol. 95 years ago, 1923, Jacob Schick. You know that name, Schick?
I don't know why it's so
Didn't they have some disco hits in his late 70s, man, like Good Time?
That's not, no, and it's not a beer either.
That's chic.
Chic. It's not a beer either. No, he was granted a patent for an electric razor. Schick?
Oh, okay, yeah. There you go.
Electric razors.
1947, Meet the Press goes on the air.
What year?
47.
Wow.
Yeah. If it's Sunday, it's Meet the Press. 1960, country and western singer Johnny Horton was killed in a car crash. He had the 1959 hit. Did you ever hear the Battle of New Orleans? It starts out in 1814.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yeah. Died in a car crash.
Tells the whole story, huh?
Yeah, it does.
I've never heard it before.
Yeah.
How does it go?
Yeah. Well, I'll sing it to you sometime. And if you're really good, I'll sing the British version to you. 57 years ago, 1961, a brush fire tore through Bel Air, California, burning down the homes of Burt Lancaster, Zsa Zsa Gabor, damaging the homes of Marlon Brando, Cary Grant, Robert Stack, Kim Novak, among others. 1967, a young guy named Phil Donahue started a small talk show on a local station in Dayton, Ohio, later became syndicated as Donahue. And now, our song of the day. It comes from a famous songwriter named Johnny Cymbal. Get this. Johnny Cymbal wrote over 200 hit records for, like, you know, Elvis Presley, Glenn Campbell, Gene Pitney, Partridge Family, Spencer Davis Group, Jan and Dean, David Cassidy. And he wrote one for his brother, Derek Cymbal. His brother's Derek with two brothers' biggest pops production to date. Made it up to number 11. Cinnamon, knock, knock, let me in. I won't go away. 68 here.
Sneaking down your alleyway, knocking on your door. Thought I had enough, but I'm back for more.
Johnny Cymbal obviously had a very commercial touch, huh?
Yeah. Can you imagine? My brother wrote this. Biggest hit. Cinnamon. In fact, I don't know anything else that Derek ever did.
I worked with a woman named Cinnamon.
Oh, yeah? She was also a character on the first Mission Impossible. Do you remember Mission Impossible?
I do, but I don't remember a Cinnamon.
Okay.
I worked with a woman named Cinnamon as well. In a very short stint of career.
I worked with a lady named Nutmeg.
Remember all those fun mornings with Susan Vinegar?
36 years ago in 82, Up Where We Belong, from the soundtrack to An Officer and a Gentleman.
Oh, God.
Joe Cocker and Jennifer Warnes wrote that number one hit, or had performed on it. 1906, Teddy Roosevelt travels to Panama. I don't know how we went from 82 to 1906, but we did. 16 years ago in 2002, Winona Ryder, found guilty of grand theft and vandalism, both felonies, shoplifting from Saks Fifth Avenue. She could have easily afforded any of those items, but I guess you do it because you...
The rush, the thrill.
The thrill, like, can I get away with... I guess, yeah. I don't know. Birthdays. Emma Stone is 30. Ethan Hawke is 48. Maria Shriver, 63. She's younger than I thought. Sally Field is 72. Gidget in The Flying Nun. You like me, you like me. Glenn Frey would add a birthday today. He died in 2016. His biggest hits, well, you know what it is.
They would have been 70 today.
Yeah. 5 days we are till Veterans Day. That's on Sunday. 16 days until Thanksgiving. 49 days till Christmas. New Year's Eve, kids. 55 days away. The royal wedding is now just 80 days away. And pitchers and catchers report in 99 days. MLB spring training. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
I got up around midnight and there were tornadoes on the ground in Mississippi and Tennessee at that hour. Oh. And several tornado warnings in North Alabama at that hour. Now that line of storms has tamed down a little bit as we thought it would. But it's right now just north of Alexander City to about Clanton to around Selma. And we're watching it because we're in a marginal severe weather risk. The risk of showers and thunderstorms continues not only this morning till about lunchtime. Then the front moves through and we'll see improvement this afternoon. Partly sunny, high 77. Tonight, partly cloudy. Chances from some showers late tonight after midnight, low 59. Tomorrow, scattered showers and storms, high 76. More scattered showers and storms Thursday, high 72. On Friday, scattered thunderstorms ahead of a front that moves through the area that cools us down. Friday's high 68, much cooler over this upcoming weekend, and then drastically colder by the middle of next week. So we're about a week away from... the real deal. I mean, the Arctic Express. Right now, this morning, cloudy skies, very humid. South winds at 6 miles per hour. Temperature is 72 at 636.
This is attorney Saj Grubbs inviting you to our free lunch and learn on November 14th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The topic is 7 mistakes you don't want to make in your estate plan and how to choose a home health provider. Call 649-4911 to register.
I was just outside as a digital rain gauge boy, first class observer, and... there's really no sign of the front yet.
Okay.
But I did notice it seemed awfully summer-like this morning outside.
Very humid.
And
that's the fuel for the fire.
We're going to head down to the traffic dungeon and catch up with things on the road.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
And it's TV time coming up.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. No reports of any accidents or any delays from any of the law enforcement agencies. Everything looks good up around Millbrook and Prattville. All good over toward Wetumpka, down to Troy and Highland Home. Everything looking good there as well. Both interstate systems are a speed limit ride, along with the Boulevard and Atlanta Highway looking really good. Festival Plaza has a bright new look. Stop at the Comic Shop, Alabama River Region Ballet, and more. There at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions? I have answers. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It's showtime.
While we're waiting to hook up with the Alabama News Network,
did
you show fiance your Christmas ornament yesterday?
No, I didn't show it to him. I left it in my office. I forgot. However, I did have a dream last night that Dolly Parton and Conway Twitty came to our wedding.
That's interesting.
Conway Twitty.
That's not exactly your garden variety everyday dream.
Yeah, I've been having really weird wedding dreams lately.
Wow. I wonder what that means.
It's frightening, really. Nightmarish.
Pizza before dinner? I mean, before bed?
Yeah, I've often wondered what causes them, if certain foods infect.
I think some foods do.
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
It is 6:40. There's no manual for how to master the most basic life skills. And that's too bad because it turns out a lot of people could really use it.
Yeah, people on Reddit are sharing the simple things they can't seem to do. And some of the best ones are swallowing pills, remembering directions, tying a balloon, and whistling.
They might have me on that last one. Yeah,
too.
We want to bring in our friends in the morning show at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I mastered swallowing pills. I'm okay with that.
What is there to swallow a pill? Right?
There's a few. I'm not a person who likes to confront. That's just not my style, and I would never want to learn how to do that.
Yeah.
I don't like being confronted.
No, but you got to know how to handle yourself in that situation if somebody confronts you. They got to be able to stand up for yourself and logically explain your side of things.
Hey, get off my back.
I'm just saying.
But I'm a little low-key about confronting people, though, too.
No, that's not the Rich Thomas way, either.
Yeah.
Dancing. Now,
oh, my gosh.
This is going to be a little unorthodox for this segment, but I can give everybody...
You're going to dance?
Oh, my God.
You sound like my daughter. Are you going to dance and embarrass me in front of all
No,
of
no. That was not out of
just
any
curious,
fear of embarrassment.
You know.
Now, there's a simple technique that was taught to me by a musician. And what you do is you listen for the downbeat in a song. So I'll demonstrate.
Oh, boy. Everyone look at your screen.
Start your DVR now.
Okay, so what you do, you listen for the downbeat on the song. That's when the rhythm comes in.
Yeah. All right.
I'm not doing this.
Oh, he's not doing
this. No, come on.
Oh,
turn off.
I was
wondering what song you were going to be dancing to the rhythm to.
Turn off your DVR now.
Why don't you guys sing YMCA and I'll demonstrate.
No. YMCA.
I don't think so.
Downbeat. Downbeat.
That's really all I can do right now.
Wow.
Young man. Finger caught in the headphone cord.
Wow. If you missed any of that, folks, we have a box set coming up by Christmas time.
Valiant effort, man.
Yeah, watch for the holiday box set.
Well, I...
That was excellent because I look like a Charlie Brown kid when I dance.
I think you either have that gift or you don't. Sometimes it looks like you're trying to shake something out of the bottom of your pant leg, you know.
We mentioned a little while ago, I've been tying ties for television for many years, and I can only tie a tie one way.
We discovered, since we're kind of close in age, that our dads taught us how to do the Windsor knot when we were kids, going to church and stuff.
Yeah. But that's all. That's the only one.
That's the only one.
That's what I can do,
I had a bow tie for my daughter's wedding, and that was tied for me.
Is it the one that I picked out?
Yes, it was.
Oh, look at me go.
The owl bow tie.
It was really awesome.
Yeah.
And then real embarrassing on this list is remembering somebody's name after they just told it to you.
That's
they
hard.
They just told you their name.
I am guilty of that.
Oh, yeah.
You are so right about that, Bill.
It's easy. Right, yeah. I mean, there's got to be a way. Would they tell you what? To repeat the person?
There's a technique. You can practice where you can learn 30 names in 1 minute, but you gotta really focus and work hard to do it.
Yeah.
How about you guys?
Well, you just wait for someone else to say their name.
Right. Exactly.
Wait for someone else to say it. Yeah.
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 Julia.
Yeah. With other people, it's like, hey, girl, you could. Someone else say it, and then I remember it that way. Yeah.
Here's your fun fact of the day: these two can't whistle.
What?
Oh, I can't do this either.
But I can't do it.
Yeah, I can't do the two finger.
No, they just can't whistle, period.
Right?
She's inhaling the whistle. You exhale to whistle,
by the time
right?
I get a good whistle, I'm out of breath and about to faint.
You can inhale and exhale.
You can't
on a
do
whistle.
The Andy Griffith theme?
The fishing hole?
Yeah, right. I can't do that.
I used to be able to. Dental work destroyed my whistling skill.
Oh,
it's a consequence.
Well, all right, we're going to go and see if me and Jalea can learn to whistle. And we'll let you guys know tomorrow morning if we figured out how to do it.
That would be great. That's your assignment. We'll see you in the morning.
Yes.
Thanks, guys. Okay.
Whatever your names are.
Yeah. If you want to hear more from the morning show, be sure to... If you want to hear more from the morning show, be sure to tune into News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
All right.
I want to hear that News Talk show Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
Starting around 6, did they
say? Yeah, about 6 a.m.
That's what the man said.
What's it called? The morning show.
3 men and a lady.
Well, not to them.
I know. I don't know how we, we should confront them about that.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Are we going to share a holiday meal with them?
What?
I doubt it.
Yeah.
I'm certainly not going to make BLTs for them.
The logistics of, it's just tough getting everybody together at the right time. You know what I mean?
Say, everybody, it's 6:45. The reason I asked Emily about her ornament, it was something I bought, not only because I knew she'd like it, but it's a great example of the kind of things you can find at Brian Jewelry. When you want to get a really nice, classy gift for somebody, but... Uh-huh. You're on a budget, or it's just a regular garden variety occasion. I just wanted to be nice to Emily.
And you were so kind and nice to me.
And now they have two separate showcases, one for Roll Tide, one for War Eagle. And inside each showcase are an array of choices that celebrate the greatest rivalry in sports, and it's good-looking stuff. Right now, the Alabama showcase had a few more options than the War Eagle because the gentleman at Brian Jewelry that I was talking to said, the good stuff is in the one on the right, pointing to the Auburn one. Oh. But they're on both sides of the fence there. It's a great place to go for a quick gift idea, especially at the last. And you want to get something nice and not just throw money at something. Almost everybody that lives in the state loves one or the other. So it's a good option for you. Plus, Brian Jewelry can also create something from scratch for you, bring your idea to life. If you can't find what you want in their extensive and very competitively priced inventory, they can make it for you. Just stop by. If you're going to have it done for Christmas, the recommendation is get your idea into them before Thanksgiving week, and they can get started on it. If it needs a tweak or an adjustment, that'll give them time to do it. So it's just right for your presentation on Christmas Day. Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main in Prattville, and online at brianjewelry.com. Join the club and get $100 off your first purchase of $200 or more. 646.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt. I have some good news for you today. My vote counts. If you're tempted to think that your vote doesn't matter, think again. George Bush became president of the United States in 2000 in large part because he defeated Al Gore in the state of Florida by a certified count of only 537 votes. And in 1910, Buffalo, New York's congressional district was decided by a single vote, 20,685 to 20,684. Every vote is important. Not only is our vote important, it's also our right and responsibility. The Apostle Paul said we should take all of our civic duties seriously. In Romans 13, he wrote, if you owe taxes, pay taxes. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor. I'm certain that if Roman citizens had been allowed to vote, he would have added, if voting, then vote. Because God has blessed us with the right to freely choose our leaders, we must vote. My vote counts, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, senior pastor of Center Point Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
At Nuke's Eatery, we believe in instant gratification. So a selection of our signature salads and sandwiches are always ready in our grab-and-go cooler. Sandwiches, soups, salads, sides, we make everything fresh every day. Flame-grilled, hand-sliced, made from scratch. We take our time so you don't have to. Just run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, tis the season to have friends and family visiting and sleeping on that old, wore-out, lumpy mattress your kids abandoned when they left for college. Mr. Sandman has nice queen mattresses from $299, okay queen mattresses from $179, nice king mats from $349. We have luxury mattresses at very good sale prices from Serta, Jameson, Scandinavian, and the fabulous Scott Brothers Premium Sets by Restonic. We have a huge selection of metal beds and headboards on sale. Mr. Sandman sells adjustable bases for hundreds less than the competitors advertise them for. We are locally owned with mattresses and beds in stock for prompt delivery or pickup. We have the area's largest selection of really nice mattresses, including latex, memory foam, and hybrids. We're not pushy. Take your time. Mr. Sandman is a discounter with excellent customer service and amazing values. We're located on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 in Millbrook, and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, voted Montgomery's best year after year.
Join the City of Montgomery for the Veterans Day celebration Monday, November 12th from 10 to 1 at Riverwalk Stadium. This free event will have entertainment, kids' activities, and refreshments. Sponsored by Spire Energy, Williams Loving Care, and the Montgomery Biscuits.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Votes, it doesn't matter who votes. It's what you gotta do. Votes, you gotta get out there and vote. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never cast a vote or cared about it anyway. But now the world has changed, I don't know what to do. Either way I vote, I think the country's pretty screwed. Help me if you can, I cannot choose. And I don't know who should win and who should lose. I wish the candidates could hand out booze. Won't you V-O-T-E, or don't complain to me.
Good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to today's edition of the Keeping Trash Sheet. Adam Driver, and I'm going to pretend to have an intimate knowledge of who he is.
Here he is.
Go ahead, tell me.
He's dude from Star Wars.
Yeah, he's from Star Wars, man.
He's a good dude.
I'm with it.
I hope he hasn't done anything horrible because he's a pretty good dude.
Now, what he does support veterans' causes.
Yeah, he does. He like brings theater to veterans.
He's a veteran himself, yeah.
But he won't sign pictures or memorabilia for your money. He says, if you can't give without an inducement, I don't want your money.
Good.
Just passing that along. Let's hear it for somebody we can finally say.
You're brilliant.
Pamela Anderson says the Me Too movement is a bore that paralyzes men. She's an animal rights activist. She also considers herself a feminist, but she says feminism can go too far. I'm a feminist, but I think that this third wave of feminism is a bore. It paralyzes men. I think this Me Too movement is just a bit too much. I'll probably get killed for saying that.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think there's a lot of people that think it's one thing when you have a Harvey Weinstein, but everybody that's got a grievance, good Lord. I mean,
why have I seen his picture popping up on the screen the last 24 hours?
Trying to get the last, like, five charges dismissed or something in New York.
In the same vein, the president says, he may have been kidding, I will never call a woman beautiful again. Said this at one of his rallies, being facetious. You're not allowed to use the word beautiful anymore when you talk about women. You're not allowed to. No, politically incorrect. And every man here, raise your hand. You will never say your wife, your girlfriend, anybody is beautiful, right? Got a good laugh from the crowd. And now, breaking news from the sex department.
Oh. Short wave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
Idris Elba is the sexiest man alive.
Who is this person?
I thought they weren't doing that anymore.
Who is that person?
Well, they wanted him to be the first African-American James Bond.
Yeah, they wanted him for James Bond.
See that.
Is there a movie I would know this person from?
He's been... No.
You know what? I will Google him for you.
Okay.
Unless you've watched some of the Thor movies.
I've never heard the name.
There's a great show on Netflix called Luther.
Okay.
And he is in it, and it is fantastic.
Okay.
I want you to know that today...
Wait, he's the sexiest man alive?
Maybe that's not the best, because it kind of looks like his DMV photo.
Today, I am, after 20 years, vindicated.
Uh-oh.
Why?
It turns out... What have I always said about the movie Titanic? Fantastic movie. The effort that went into replicating the whole thing was phenomenal, right down to the details on the stairwell in the main ballroom of that ship. You know, recreated right to the, I mean, to the nth degree. And then they put teen boy Leonardo DiCaprio in the role of somebody who has supposedly done all this stuff. He's been around the world, and he's done this, and he's done that.
Yeah.
And actually, in the movie, he doesn't look like he's going through puberty yet. You know who they were going to give that role to, and he thought he had it? Matt McConaughey would have been perfect. He would have been perfect for that role. He has the look of a guy from that era. Easily could, anyway.
So they he tried out for the role?
Yes, and he thought he was going to get it, and then the last minute they picked a little pizzwit.
Hey, it's Matthew McConaughey. When I'm not shirtless and baked out of my gourd, I stumble to the radio and kick off my morning with this show. All right, all right.
Likes to play bongos, too.
I think he would have been much better than Leo. I feel vindicated. I didn't know that. Never heard that before.
I would tell you that I don't agree.
34% of Americans hate binge-watching TV.
What? Why?
Because they would prefer that new episodes become available weekly, because when you binge-watch, you're talking about a big chunk of one day.
No one forces you to binge-watch.
And then, you know, in that process, I would have to think that there's something of an addiction process going on, so when it ends, you gotta withdraw. More.
Well, you know, it's all about moderation. If you don't want to watch all 12 episodes of a series, then just watch one or two.
I think that's ridiculous, watching 12. I watched 10 House of Cards over the weekend.
Did you hate it?
No.
No. But when it ended, how did you feel? Relieved? Glad? What feeling? Give me a feeling there.
Hungry?
Hungry is not a feeling.
Although, in that case, though, when you finish watching that, there are no more.
That's right. It
ended, was the end of it.
Ended the story, and there is no way to continue it.
Yeah, they're not doing another season. It's done.
This was an extensive survey by the Hollywood Reporter, and they found that over half of people still watch live TV. But most of that is probably sports. Country guy Mac Miller that died at age 26, well, they found fentanyl, cocaine, and booze in his system, along with Adderall and a few other drugs.
That's sad.
Yeah. Victoria Beckham will not repeat not...
Dadgummit! Posh Spice! Go ahead.
She will not be reuniting with the...
Go ahead.
Can you let him get it out first?
Do
people know why you're angry?
Yes, go ahead, Greg.
No, just saying.
No, I won't do it again.
I'm not going to do it.
She's not reuniting with the Spice Girls.
I mean, why? Why are you so good, Victoria Beckham? Like, come on.
Why?
Spice Girls made you, put you in the path of David Beckham. Oh, you can't sing worth a lick, but, I mean, it's for nostalgia's sake.
Well, they're a little bit older, and their spice racks are a little bit bigger. Duh. What?
That was good. I can't even be mad about that.
I meant it with love. Guess he's got a version of White Christmas out. We'll find it. Maybe we'll play it later.
Lady Gaga.
I don't know.
No, Eric Clapton.
You're kidding me.
No, Eric Clapton.
But... Well, I'm thinking of some of his old songs. He doesn't mean something different about White Christmas, does he?
No.
Remember one of his hits?
That's right.
White Christmas. That's right.
All right, we are at 6:58.
When you want to get down.
I'm going to die. We only have a couple of... We only have a couple of minutes. I'm going to go down and take a look at the northwestern sky, see if that system is getting closer.
Hey.
There was some gray scud in the sky last time. Let's go take a look now as we close in on a fresh edition of Fox News on this election day, 2018.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Up in Marbury, the fire department is responding to a fire alarm at Marbury Middle School on County Road 20. So give them room to get by if you see them coming. Otherwise, everything's looking really good. No problems on the interstate systems, the Boulevard, Atlanta Highway looking nice. Don't see anything on the 31 so far this morning. You know, there are only 10 things you must do to make sure you get a quality used car. Number one, call Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Super Center. They'll take care of the other nine. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed.